Here with your Market Line Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hamrich. Not much movement in the grains ahead of the USDA report. World wheat stocks remain high, but dollar weakness may help exports, says Virginia McGathy.
Wheat was steady today. Traders are just awaiting that USDA report. It's really holding that $5 support number right now. It's just kind of bouncing back and forth, really just staying within 10 cents of that number. We know that Australia has increased their wheat production estimates. So it looks like that they are back from the trouble they've been having for the past couple of years and all the dryness. Also, the U.S. dollar index is a little bit on the decline. That could really help all the grains somewhat. And we're hoping that that could definitely make us a little more competitive around the world.
Chicago July wheat futures closed up a penny and a half to 506 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein stronger yesterday, ranging from 580 to 595. Club wheat of ordinary protein unchanged at 585 to 755. Dark northern spring wheat prices down 4¾ cents, ranging from 629 and a half to 669 and a half for 14% protein. Live cattle futures were down $1.30 on the August board to $96.50. Feeder cattle for August down $1.57.5 to $132.67.5. Class 3 milk futures down 24 cents to $19.36. With the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Tim Hamrich.